No, they don't say the one.
Guys! It's Apo.
And Nappy.
And we have a guest today.
Do we have a guest, y'all? We do. You can hear his voice. I mean, his laugh.
His laugh and everything. That's definitely a different laugh from ours.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let me first say, this is Through Thick.
And Thin.
And we're so excited to have this person here today. It was my very, well, it is my very good friend and trainer, but like ex-trainer, but like also a trainer, but like also ex-trainer.
They get me already.
This is actually just a roast session. That's all this is.
Nah, whole time it's supposed to be. I'm here for it, though.
No, I'm kidding. But one of my very, very good friends, Isaiah, and actually also IBH Fit on Instagram. He does a lot of the fitness stuff and a lot of cool things. And I'm just going to let him introduce himself right now.
What's going on, y'all? My name's Isaiah. I guess you could say a fitness influencer, personal trainer, power lifter. I like to lift heavy weights. Yeah, I just feel like I live to inspire. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's just my goal in this life, is just get inspired and get paid to do it. You know what I mean?
I love that. I feel like my mission is very much similar.
You know what I mean?
Definitely want to be a billionaire doing it. So like, let's get to the bread. Let's figure it out. Okay, y'all, we got a topic for you today. We got some things to say.
What do we
have
to say?
Okay. So as you guys know, we're always talking about the trending topics and stuff like that. But there was just a time where on Twitter there was like, gym bodies are natural. If you went to the doctor and got your body there. Or there's this whole phrase that's like, built, not bought. So like basically to look down on people who like have surgery and stuff like that. So we're talking about the gym bodies and natural bodies versus plastic surgery, the BBL culture. Like, all of that. And it doesn't even have to be versus. It could even be in conjunction about that. But we're just talking about that, what it's like, the feelings around it. And we have a male perspective today, so I'm so excited. I always literally wonder, I'm like, what do the men think about this? Because I know when I see, like, a good BBL, I'm just like, huh.
That's a nice ass.
Yeah, that's a nice ass. Or when I see, like, a good, like, sir, or even a bad one, I'm just like, damn. I wonder if, like, what men think about this. So yeah. I'm glad that we have that male perspective here today.
Right. Okay. So, and foremost, like me personally, you know, like as I've matured and as I've gotten older, I've realized like, yo, like people can do what they want at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Look, hopefully this gets content. I know people hear that controversy. But at the end of the day, you know, people can do what they want. And me personally, I don't judge. But coming from like most guys that I've seen, when they see girls who are, like, obviously, you know, unnatural, like, my male friends, like, they really don't like that. Like, they much rather have a woman who does have, like, a natural body or who isn't plastic. Like, that's what I've been hearing a lot of days. Like, my guy friends will see a girl that's, like, obviously, like, you know, maybe her boobs or, like, maybe her butt might be fake. And they're just like, man, it's, like, noticeable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, they're just like, that's not, you know, I want something more authentic. And then there's some guys, you know, but that don't care. But mostly what I've experienced, like my guy friends, they really want somebody who's natural.
I have two questions. Do they want somebody that's natural, as in if it wasn't noticeably, like, a noticeable, like the BBL wasn't noticeable, they would not talk to her? Like
you're saying, So if the BBL was not noticeable at all,
but like she still had one, would they talk to her after they find out or whatever?
Right, after they find out, no, they still would talk to her.
Because okay. At the end of the day, she was attractive.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Right, at the end of the day, I'm gonna be honest with you. They, you know, they would talk to her. Yeah. Let's just be honest here.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. So then also, the guys don't like the fake things and the BBLs. Is that like in relation to someone that maybe doesn't have an ass or doesn't have boobs or anything like that? Like, they're gonna choose the natural body, but like she's smaller. Cause then, or
bigger.
Yeah, or bigger. Yeah,
or bigger.
Yeah.
Right.
This is the question.
But I mean, like, as far as like, dang, that girl got a BBL, and it's super obvious that everything is like big and plastic. So would they talk to someone who does not have an ass?
So would they talk to someone? Okay.
In comparison to, because like obviously in general people talk to whatever, but like for your guys who were like, I'm not talking to someone with BBL, so I would talk to somebody that is visibly lacking in that area.
Right. And you know what's crazy? With that question, I would have to say, you know, what they say is not also what they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
They, like I told you, they say these things, but being realistic, they would probably talk to the girl with the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe, that's maybe not as noticeable.
Yeah.
Or maybe even if it is noticeable. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would most likely talk to that girl. But I know I saw, like, this one podcast or this one study, like, men especially who have, like, you know, like, unrealistic expectations, you know, on, like, women on how they should look and everything. And that's for many reasons. You know what I'm saying? They will wife the girl that might be less attractive to them, but they wouldn't want to be promiscuous with the girl that's, you know, more, you know, sexually attractive to them, if that makes sense. Like, that's not me personally. Me personally, like, my girl, like, she's fine to me.
Yeah.
Like, very beautiful to me. And I love, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, but that's just how a lot of men are. You know, was I like that growing up too? Absolutely, probably. You know what I'm saying? I can't even deny that myself, but it just comes with maturity, you know what I'm saying? You just get a different view on life as you get older.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, tax bracket and stuff changes anything. Because, like, when I think of, like, rappers and, like, I don't know, like, their girl is always done up. Like,
yeah.
It's always...
Oh, really in Atlanta, huh? You really in Atlanta, huh?
In Atlanta,
for sure.
Changed
you for sure.
That's funny.
No, it definitely does. Because I think of... I'm sorry, y'all didn't hear that, did y'all?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Turn my sound off. All right, so, no, in that world, especially when you're in places like, you know, like Atlanta, big cities, like tax bracket does become a thing. Like, a lot of women won't talk to you if you don't make over six figs. You know what I mean? And it's just like, or like guys might not even look your way if you don't have, like, quote unquote, that BBL look, even if you don't got a BBL. Or,
yeah.
You, and like, I feel like in bigger cities, it gets more superficial.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's your thought process on it?
I agree completely. I think just a bigger city in general, like, we all come from Delaware. I don't know if I ever seen a BBL in Delaware. But it just
saw a tweet that was like, I'm not going to say who said it, but I literally saw a tweet that was like, why are you in Delaware with a BBL?
Yeah, so I mean, just smaller cities, just you're not going to have all those people doing all that. And I think it is a bit more, I don't want to say prominent because I don't know the statistics, but at least, like, I feel like we talk about it more like Black culture, and there's not, like, a lot of Black people there, as opposed to here. You can go everywhere and see Black people, and a lot of them are BBL'd up, stacked up,
girl,
and everything. And because there are more jobs here and there is access to more, like, wealth here, honestly, I think it all just goes hand in hand, honestly. It's like a together we come type of thing. Like, like, you gotta be stacked up to get the man that's stacked up, and you gotta be stacked up to get the girl that's stacked up. So,
yeah. You gotta be stacked up, not maybe, like, paper-wise, but you gotta be stacked up.
Yeah, you gotta be stacked up with something, yeah. Like, it's that's like a crazy transaction, basically, even if you don't want it to necessarily look like that. But it's like, we can't be together, baby girl, and we're not looking like we should be together, basically,
yeah.
I think. Whether it's looks, literally, or money, or whatever. But I don't know, when you were saying that, it kind of made me think, like, I feel like one is more superficial than the other. Like, we all literally need money to live.
I was kidding.
Whereas, you don't need a BBL to live. So, if I'm out here looking for, not literally speaking about me, but if said girl is out here looking for, you know, six-figure niggas or whatever, you know,
eight figure.
Cost of living is expensive. Like, she's rising, whereas cost of living with the BBL is not necessary.
But I just, I've seen so many, and maybe it's just like because of what I'm focused on. I just seen so many, like, situations where I feel like men want, at least, like, maybe if you're smart after, that's wonderful. But they want a trophy. Like, they want, like, okay, like, this is what I'm showing off to my guys. Like, this is what I'm bringing around. This is a reflection of me. So they want their girl to look super good. I don't know what that means in terms of, like, surgery, what that means in terms of, but, like, sometimes God don't give it all at once.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta go get some things yourself.
Mm-hmm, Yeah, definitely.
Not the all at once, though. But no, I agree, because I just saw this post the other day. Like, a lot of men see their girls as properties.
Yeah.
Like, they generally, like, you know, that's mine. And I know we say that about both of our, like, both genders say that about their partners. But you could easily get caught up in, like, yo, that's your property. So you get mad at what your girl is wearing, or you get mad at, you know what I'm saying, what your significant other is posting, whether they're a guy or a girl. Like, me, I don't care what my girl wears. So I know she would never disrespect me.
Yeah.
So why would I care, you know what I'm saying, if dude's going to look anyway?
This is true.
I didn't have instances where I didn't grill dudes, and we didn't almost had like things, and then I was just like, you know what, like, they didn't come up to me and disrespect me and try to come at my girl, like, you know, physically or verbally. They might look and they might glance away, but I don't need to go like head hunting for every dude that's looking at her,
because it's that's the cost of being with a baddie.
That it does, you know what I'm saying?
Don't get me started on people who with a guy was like,
the guy was literally like, bro, like, no disrespect, your girl just looks good, like, we're not trying to have no problem. And he said it straight up, and I was like, you know what, he right.
He said, you didn't lie, you told the truth there, she do look good. Like,
I'm screaming.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he was like, yeah, and I was like, you right, bro. But you know what, bro, you a good guy for real.
I'm
like,
sweet.
You're a good guy for real.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but, gosh.
But back to the fitness thing, though. Me personally, I think, and I also know that people need to do whatever they want and whatever pleases them, but I know they're doing it sometimes because they don't see themselves as worthy. Like, when it comes to women getting BBLs, when it comes to them getting fake boobs, like, I always say, like, yo, go in the gym, give it your all, and you will never know how you would look, because you've never seen that person. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So when you actually do see that person, like, training 6 months to a year consistently, like, you surprise yourself, because I know that I'm the proof.
Yeah.
Like, I was scrawny. People used to tell me how, like, skinny I was, and I hated that guy. Then I got in the gym for that reason, and I was like, yo, I really like what I see in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I say that to men, women, I don't care, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what your affiliation is. Like, you can literally, like, you'll never know how that person will look if you just go hard 6 months to a year, and I'm trying to tell everybody, you will surprise yourself.
I feel like my thought process is like a little bit like right in between there, because like I feel like sometimes the odds just may be stacked against you, like, so there's obesity in your family, or like there's like your family just don't have titties in the family, like it's something like that. So like sometimes the odds may be stacked against you, so like, yes, you should definitely train, because literally, I've been working out for 4 years almost consistently. So, like, you should definitely always train, like, see where you'll be in the time. But, like, I also feel like at some point it's just, like, if it's not giving what I needed to give, like, let's go lay up on the table and get what we need. Like, I'm definitely a proponent of, like, okay, yes, work hard, because, like, it's good for your health. Like, you want to live long and all those things. But, like, in terms of, like, the way you want to live, too, and the way you want to look, it all matters. Like, if you're not comfortable in your body, it all matters in terms of like the your interactions even. So,
right, and that's the thing too. That's why I'll let you know that like I would never go against that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I know I have my own perspective. Like, you know, try your best to be, but I can never say don't do that. Don't, because it's your life. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm really an advocate for people living the life they want to, even if I don't 100% maybe, you know, agree with it for me. I'm not going to put my perspective on you and say, don't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, like, I'm going to still cheer you on from the sound. Like, do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, period. You know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, though? In terms of, like, a man not... Well, if your body is not in what society's beauty standards are, like, what is your thought process on, like, people who take steroids, or like people who go get the squishy abs, or like people who go get the other things? Like, what's your thought process on that? I know it's less common, or we don't hear about it more, but what do you think?
Okay, so boom, I'm so glad you asked me that, because as a person who is a quote unquote fitness influencer, I hate that name, but you know, I honestly, be honest with you, I've been asked if I was on steroids. I've actually been asked, and people like, and my own, first of all, my own dad asked me. I was like, bro, I'm like, you should know I'm totally against using steroids for my body. Like, that's like killing myself. But so it depends on what people want. You know what I mean? There's bodybuilders who, you know, taking steroids is a part of the sport. That's a part of it. Like, men and women competing. Like, taking steroids, like, to get to the top level, pro level, where you get paid a lot of money, it's like, if you don't take steroids, you will literally not win.
How do we not hear about that? Because, like, every time I see somebody, like, crazy big, I always think, like, is this steroids? But, like, how do we not hear about that? Or do you have to just be more inside the fitness industry to hear about those things?
Is it legal?
Is it legal? It is. And,
it's legal?
They made it legal, absolutely. In bodybuilding competition, they have. They have, like, this drug administration that they just get it approved. It became legal, I think, back in, like, the 80s, because that's when bodybuilding really, like, popped. And people were doing it always. And then they made it legal. Yep. For, like, those particular... You're saying how is it legal?
No, I just... Wow. Just, I'm sure.
Oh, you're saying wow. Yeah, that's what the sport is going, because it's so big now.
Yeah.
And, but people that generally just want to look good, And they take steroids, I look at it like, bro, what are you doing? Because you're risking your health for something that's you're not even gonna make money off of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know, do you, but I don't agree with that. Because you got people my age who's like 22 who is naturally lean and they got good genetics, quote unquote, but then they'll hop on gear, which is considered steroids gear, the steroids, and then they'll risk their health just to look a little better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't see any point in that, you know?
That's actually wild. I feel like I asked everybody about their perspective and really didn't give mine. So I guess I'll go. So I think with, like, plastic surgery and stuff like that, I think with anything, like, the most important thing is, like, maintenance. Like, however you want to look, it's maintenance. Whether that's, like, surgery or whether that's like you're going to the gym, whether you're drinking your water, whether you're eating healthy, whether you're doing a conjunction of the both, like the whole thing is maintenance. Because like regardless, if you don't put in the work, you may naturally have the body that you want, but I think that's very rare. Like I think most people grow up with like something that they want to change or something that they want to fix. So it's like about putting in the work every day or going to get what you want, then maintaining it. Mm-hmm. It's always about that. So it's like, oh, especially when I see like a bad BBL, I'm just like, how did this happen? Like, did you bring the pictures to the doctor? Did you do your research? Like what? I'm always thinking like, what happened? Like, I know that it's possible for things to get botched, but like, I don't know. It's important to do the research. It's definitely important to pray. Like, I just feel like if I was about to get up on the table, I'd be like, God, please. Like, when I get up off this table, let this be what I want.
It's
like,
important to have the money.
Like, oh, yeah, girl.
Like, you're asking how do people do this because they're in basements or they're in insert random country here. Like, if you have the means, like, financially to go to the best, everyone would. But some people see the goal of getting whatever you get once you look like that. As worth risking their health and looking a little crazy because a fat ass is still a fat ass.
This is true. Right. Like,
yeah. No, you hit it right. And like y'all were saying, you know, my girl, she told me apparently a BBL surgery is more risky than heart surgery.
Really?
That's what I heard because of not only because of the severity of the surgery itself, it's also because like you were saying, like people doing their research, there's doctors out here scamming people. Like, you have to be certified to do that particular type of surgery. You can't just be a regular surgeon. Like, you know how somebody who does face surgery, they have to be certified to do that body surgery.
Yeah.
And you might be a doctor who's, like, certified in, like, that type of surgery, but not a BBL, and they're just, like, getting easy licked. They're getting people who are very insecure, who just really want that body, like you just said, growing up hating their dysmorphia that they were born with, and they don't care. They just see one piece of credential. Like, they just see a doctor. That's all
they see. They're like, bet.
You know what I'm saying? They bet, seal the deal, and then doctor botches it, and then they walking around looking like...
Mm-mm, like, don't finish that sentence. Don't finish.
JJ the Jet Train.
We're going to keep it clean. Good vibes on this podcast.
Not JJ the Jet Train.
If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
I know
about.
What you're talking about.
No, you know. That's all.
But like, oh I gosh. Also think it's so interesting that people who have the perspective of like... Sir, any type of surgery is the easy way out. Like, any type of, like...
No, it's not. It definitely isn't. No.
Because, like, at the end of the day, it's still, like, a literal every single day decision. Like, whether I get, if I get a BBL today or whether I get this type of surgery or a weight loss surgery today, I still have to eat healthy every single day to keep it up. Yeah. I still have to work out every day, single day to keep it up. Like, we were literally watching a video about this girl who got a BBL. And, like, two years down the line, she needed another one and another one and another one. Like, she's on her third round of BBLs right now. Jeez,
and that's, like, what you're saying, maintenance.
Yeah, so, like, it's literally important to, like, have the maintenance. But, like, where do the people come from when they're just, like...
Because they don't know. They're... If it's, like, maybe a gym person, they're literally every day sitting in the gym, like, working and whatevering, like, the sweat and everything. So if you maybe don't, you appreciate the time that you put in. So if you look at it as, oh, they just went and laid on a table, then it's easy to say, then they just went and laid on a table, and it's if not hard.
If you broke, just say that.
Huh?
If you broke, just say
I'm
that.
I'm weak, don't say that. but they don't know that the maintenance part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Or maybe they meet a lot of people who aren't really good at the maintenance yeah. part. So that's what they think it is or whatever. I mean, I don't think it's a good idea to have, but I can definitely see where it comes from.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm also, I agree with you guys for the most part, like, let everybody do what they want to do. I love to see a fat ass, you know, it's lit. But, you know, when it looks a little scary, it's a little scary, regardless of if it was natural in the gym or, you know, in on the table. So yeah,
I think that's a good point, because, like, as not a lot of people know, but I'm somebody who's had weight loss surgery. So, like, getting to that point where I've had weight loss surgery, and people will be like, and sometimes people don't know, they'll just be like, oh yeah, I'm glad you didn't take the easy way out, like, good, glad you didn't do that. It's just like, where did you get that from? Like, you, but then there's the other people who don't know, who see me in the gym every day, who see me working out, who see me eating healthy, and they're just like, okay, like, that's wonderful, or that's good or not. But, like, people choose to have their opinion based on, like, not knowing enough.
Yeah.
So I feel like before you, like, decide to, like, form an opinion, you should definitely know enough.
Yeah. And, I mean, that goes for everything, though. And I think another thing we're not talking about in this conversation, but you talk about a lot, is it's not easy, because to get to that point, I think, in general, is a lot. And then to get anything done surgically, that is especially something that's, like, about your body, like, it's literally how you maneuver through the world and how you see yourself, that is definitely altering, like, on the mind. And so
yeah.
you talk about, ooh. You know, you literally have to do, like, therapy, and there's a lot, I think,
yeah.
and there's a lot of shows even. Actually, you're right. There's no excuse to not know, because there's so many shows, and they literally will talk about all that you got to do to even get to that point, to get
yeah.
to that point, to get about thinking about that point, to then lay on the table, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you have to, you know, be in therapy or, like,
keep the mental up, yeah.
Yeah, because it can be easy. Yeah, you look good physically, but if your mind isn't right, you're not, like, there's so many different, like, syndromes or like whatever about, like, the disconnect between what you literally are seeing and what you think in your mind.
Right.
So I think to even get all that in order and be like, yeah, you know, this is what I'm finna do, like, I don't think there's anything easy about that, to
yeah.
be honest.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
What?
I was gonna say the same exact thing. And I was gonna say, like, you know, being somebody who hasn't had, like, I've had only one surgery in my life, and it was, like, for my kidneys.
Yeah.
And just having an experience with surgery, I know I haven't had, like, you know, weight loss surgery like AFA, but, you know, I would say that journey is harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's way harder. Like, and even the steroid journey and even the BBL journey, because not only are you putting yourself at health risk,
mm-hmm.
but
right.
the mental toll
yeah.
that it takes on you.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand, like, the competitive bodybuilders who take these crazy, like, these high steroid doses, they take, like, 3 or 4 medications just for their heart to operate properly.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
With them, because the steroids are so strong, your heart can't handle that alone.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? And like you just said, like, you had a risk when you did that weight loss surgery.
Right.
Like, that's hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a hard process to go through. That is not the easy way out. Anybody
yeah.
who says that is ignorant.
Yeah.
You, that just that journey of you know, getting to that, and the BBL, like I was just talking about the risk of that. You know what I mean? Like, that's harder. You know what I mean? That's a way harder journey.
It's
so
hard.
Anybody who simply says like you the way y'all is ignorant.
They always talk about the recovery of the BBLs. You can't sit down, girl. That's hard.
Oh, you can't surgery. That recovery hurt.
You can't even sit,
girl.
I can't imagine. So definitely not easy. I don't think it's easy. I don't think any of these things are easy. And I think that's just what humans as a whole do. If you're on one side, the other side looks like the opposite of what you got going on. Like, we're over here trying, we're over here whatevering, and it's like, that's what everything, like, it's not like that. Like, I think you can be a gym person and be like, yeah, that's crazy, that's really hard, and you can also be a me who doesn't go to the gym and be like, both those things are crazy, that's so hard, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna sit here and not do nothing, because you know. So
I have a question though. So, like, in terms of what is, do you guys think the effect is negative on, like, kids growing up these times? Like, I literally saw a situation where this girl was just like, she was like, oh, my mom's titties were always perky, and I never understood, like, why my titties weren't perky too. So, like, one day I was just like, mom, like, why are your titties like that? And she was like, I got my breast lift. And the girl was like, I've had all these insecurities for years, not knowing that my mom got, like, a breast lift. So, like, it's like, do you think it has a negative effect on people growing up in this time?
Okay. It depends on how they were raised. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know how she told her daughter, like, how the delivery was, because, you know, tone is everything. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, did she reassure her daughter, like, you don't got to get this, but if you want to, go get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to stop you from getting it if you want to. But, I would say it's more negative, and this is why, because social media has just this way of making us compare each other. And I would be wrong if I said the reason why I got into fitness in the first place was because I was comparing myself to other people. I'd be lying if I didn't say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you have to, and it's hard because you got to understand to be appreciative of who you are in the mirror, but understand, like, yo, I want change. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Accept that as well. Like, it's not one or the other. Like, you don't just gotta, oh, I hate myself, let me change my body so I can love myself. Nah, like, you could look in the mirror and be like, you know what, even if it's not the most appealing to most people, I like this body.
I'm worth it, yeah.
You know, it's lit over here. And I still
might want to get a BBL. Yeah. I still might want to get lit, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When I think about that story you just told, before I think about the surgeries and anything, I think the more traumatic part is growing up with a liar. Like, what? like what? Like,
would lie her whole life.
Yeah, like, I think that's the traumatic part. I think in general, like, everybody talks about kids these days and what's going on now and whatever, whatever. I think there's always a time where stuff was going on and it was like, oh my gosh, the next generation coming up. Like, I hate that whole, like, this generation, like, your generation and the generation before, y'all all had stuff going on that was new and crazy and whatever.
Was it,
and then
this it ghetto,
got,
though?
You and then it got normal. I do think that to them, it was this ghetto. Okay, yeah. I mean, if we were comparing all of it, maybe not. But I think that it's just an easy way out to be like, oh, we're just harming the young minds of today. Like, if anything, I feel like there's more language and more accessibility to do things and change things. Because at the end of the day, a lot of this stuff was happening back then. We just didn't have the means to do it, the way to do it, the know-how or whatever. And that's how it was happening a lot dangerous, like, in a very dangerous way. Like, it makes me think of, like abortions and things like that. We always talk about how that's always been happening. But, you know, now there's a freaking pill. You can take a pill and be done with it. Like, that's crazy. And that wasn't the way back then. So it's like, abortion was always around, but there's different ways to go about it. So do I think that, you know, maybe I'm sure that was a little crazy. That was a little turned up in her mind. But the main thing was her mom was lying for all her life, not saying anything about that. So, I mean, if she would have said that from the jump, like, what would have changed? Like, she still would have not had perky breasts, and her mom would have, and then she would then make the decision, the informed decision, to then change it or not. But she didn't have that choice, not because her mom got the surgery, but because her mom was a liar. Like, that's how I look at that. So,
yeah.
Don't get me started.
There's always a phrase where it's like, when you lie to somebody, you're kind of putting them in, like, a mental prison, excuse me.
Yeah, or withholding the truth of some sort.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so, you're not free. Sure. Mm.
Okay.
Shout out to that girl.
I know. Shout out.
She's doing all right now.
She probably got her breast done by this point.
Yeah.
As you should, queen. Go ahead.
She's probably cool with her lift right now. Just chilling.
Just chilling with the lift.
I know, right?
I feel like this was a good conversation. We, like, covered all the bases. Does anybody have, like, we should wrap this up, like, a good thing to say to end this?
I have a question.
Okay.
All right. Shoot.
And I think it's mainly for you, because you, I guess, are classifying yourself as said gym body. Because the whole thing with, like, the Twitter thing that I saw recently, which was actually a while ago, was, like, obviously people think about natural bodies versus, like, unnatural bodies, whatever that is. But I think within the unnatural space, people were claiming or thinking that if you're working 50-11 hours a day, is it really natural? So what do you think about that?
Ooh. Okay, repeat that question one more time.
Like, sorry. Is a gym body natural? Is a gym body that is, you know, in the gym 35 hours a day, like, constantly thinking about what you're eating, like, just that like, limited lifestyle, I guess people would put it as, is that natural? And then maybe you can include, like, obviously, like, steroids or the things that people put in their bodies to get more of that gym body. Because that was, okay, like, basically what that conversation was. And I thought it was interesting.
That is interesting. I never heard of that perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, I'm like, how do I answer that? Yeah. Like, literally, okay, so I think what you're trying to say is, like, someone who's, like, I guess maybe overly consistent, like a gym head, like, can that be considered, like, something that's natural? Is that what you're trying to...
let's say that.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Well, in the terms of, like, natural and unnatural, most people really typically are talking about if you're on steroids or you're not on steroids.
Okay.
So you could be a workaholic all you want as long as you're not taking any needles or taking a pill that increases your muscle mass by a certain amount of percentage without, you know, lifting weights, then, yeah, that's still going to be considered natural. But when it comes to, like, people who are unnatural, like, those are, like, there's this dosage called TRT. And it's testosterone replacement therapy. And a lot of older men need it because their testosterone levels are really low.
Yeah.
But a lot of young guys use it because the dosage is small and it doesn't have as much side effects as the higher, you know, like, dosages of steroids. But also...
doesn't it, like, give you the shrimp? Like, doesn't it make your dick little?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. That's like confirmed. I know people that are on steroids that have confirmed that.
Okay.
Yeah, like, but that's like when you get to, like, certain ones. Like, TRT might not do that to you because it's a small dosage. But TRT also, like, and, like, people, when people hop on it, they're like, oh, I'm not on steroids because it's not that strong. But it increases your muscle mass by 13 and 15% without lifting weights. So you're telling me you're not on steroids. You know what I'm saying? So and that's what I want to talk about, because the fitness industry is so polluted because you got people on stuff like that who claim natural.
Yeah.
And then you got people like me who I don't have to claim natural. What am I making claims for? I know I'm natural.
Yeah.
You know? And people look at my body and say, are you on gear? Because I'm really lean. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it messes people's perspectives up. Like I remember you guys were just saying, like, I didn't know, like, it was a standard to be on steroids in bodybuilding. Like, you wouldn't know unless you're in it.
So then you think all those people are doing it naturally. Yeah, that can really... it's liars! Just like the mom, he's a liar.
And that's what I'm really, like, trying to push, like, you know what I mean? It's okay if you want to take steroids. Like, and I love the dudes who are on fitness, you know, influencers who are open about it. Because why are you hocking it? Like, I follow fitness influencers that are on steroids and who are open.
Yeah.
But the ones who, like, claim natural and it's, like, obvious, excuse me, it's obvious that you're not. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. Like, you only eat 1,200 calories people. A day.
Girl, like Jordan Woods talking about she went to the gym. You did go to the gym. We get it. We understand. But Jordan Woods, come on. You want to tell me that everything is real, like you didn't get no surgery?
Oh my God, don't even get me started about the Kardashians and those whole, like, and that's why I think they're hurting like young women. They're doing more hurt than you know, helping, because they're getting the BBL because they don't feel enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's fine, get it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, just try looking at yourself and accepting yourself. Just try, at least a little bit harder than you might have before.
So is that your overall thought process? Like, if you do the surgeries because you do not accept yourself, like, that's, like, point blank, that's what it is?
Not necessarily. Okay. You can accept, still get the surgery and just want change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But social media has a way of really influencing people to hate themselves. You know what I mean? And it's like that on purpose, because if we all liked ourselves, would we really be scrolling to see other people that we wanted to be?
And we buy more things because we don't like ourselves. We're like, oh, this Fendi wallet will make me look good today. Like,
actually, you know what I mean? And it's all about the intention of things. And it's okay to get the Fendi wallet, but do you need the Fendi wallet? Like, are you craving it? Are you getting it just to flex on Instagram for the likes?
Yeah.
Life for high?
Yeah. Oh, no, that wasn't my answer. I was agreeing.
No, I was hiding to you.
She's like, oh, he talking about me.
I'm weak.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Whew.
So, the consensus is, and y'all heard it here first. It's probably the place you'll hear it second. Probably be the place you'll hear it third.
Oh, well.
The consensus is, the consensus is, just do your best to be comfortable with yourself. But if you feel the necessary need for change, just do your research. Do the things you need to do to maintain it. If you get the BBL, go to the gym after. If you get the weight loss surgery, go to the gym after. Eat healthy. Just do whatever you need to do to be okay in your mind. But then also be okay, like, ready to defend yourself if other people start talking crazy.
Cause yeah.
Especially growing up in an African household, Kai, those people are mean. So just be ready to defend yourself at all costs.
But heavy on to do what you need to do to live this life, because at the end of the day, you came in alone, you're going to leave alone. All those people are going to say something or have opinions, have whatever. But if you literally are unable to live your life and, like, be happy and, like, do the things that you want to do because you're so, like, damn, I look like this, or, oh, I wish I had whatever, whatever. If you have the means to do it in a safe and effective way, I don't see the reason to not do it.
Yeah, I agree.
That is 100%, like, what I believe. You know what I mean?
Well,
I want to say thank you so much for coming to our podcast. We really enjoyed this.
Podcast. I was hyped. You know, I was
so I'm Ifwa.
I'm Nafi.
And I'm Isaiah.
And this was Through Thick
and Thin.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, dang. I wish I could have. You feel me? I could have done this.
Are you ready? Ready?
I'm Ifwa. I'm Isaiah.
I'm Nafi.
And this was Through Thick and Thin.